But we will have a quick meeting. I think what we needed to do, and Michael, you can correct me if I'm wrong, have the agenda, but I think the Coastal Committee's in pretty good shape from what I understand. We just need to, basically, Robert, I had a couple changes on a couple things based on some input. I think they're pretty innocuous. One of them was addressing CX comments, and I saw another comment where we said that Tongass, or I wrote how the Tongass has some of the highest rates in the state, but I also didn't also fairly point out that they also have some of the lowest ones. It just that you happen to be near some hydropower and some transmission to have the difference. So I reworded that. And then I also took, even though he didn't go through the info Alaska or through the official comments, I got Richard Peterson's input saying, hey, I really like the Fed-State cooperation with the tribes. By the way, tribes are not just federally recognized, they're state recognized. And I responded, said, nope, that's a good, thank you for reminding me, you know, we can add, easily add that. So that was the only change I did for that one. So,
oh, good.
If both of those look good, let's just say that based on public comments, we're being responsive and updated things. So with that, Michael, is there anything else we need to cover? I know that you and Curtis and Mark were looking at prioritization. We've had some discussions on that. I guess, you know, if you're a committee with 25 suggestions, maybe there needs to be what is your primary. And then there was also the discussions, well, no good idea is a bad idea as far as priority. So it's really up to the governor and the people going to execute it to determine where the priorities really exist after the task force work is done. So any more color on your conversations or where we need to huddle toward?
No, I think we're of the same mind. I think when we, for the voting on the 31st, we may make, you know, go around to the each subcommittee and ask them, you know, what are their one or two kind of priority actions, and then that may go into the list for what gets recommended to the report. But, you know, as Curtis is in agreement, you know, it's not up to us to decide what has priority for the state. We're just making a recommendation.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I just forwarded you an email. We got an additional public comment this morning, and that's just for your awareness. If it ripples and say the red lines you made.
Oh, one of them was from John Neary, who seconded the comments from SEAC about, you know, it was divisive not to mention the, you know, the lower cost power in the Tongass. He also made the comment like no renewable energy project has been, turned down in the Tongass. Obviously, Robert and I live here. There's a lot of strong views on the Tongass, regardless of whether you're for strict enforcement of the roadless rule or perhaps removing the roadless rule, as well as Congress has backed and forth and presidents have backed and forth. So I don't believe our comments are materially divisive now that we've modified it. I know John Neary, so I mean, I could call him even a personal, but, you know, I think he's in the camp where, our view is, and I think my view and with renewable energy development, I think Robert shares this, is that the Tongass Forest Service can impart years and years and years of negotiations for a project where if we had a carte blanche transmission or hydropower overlay, it removes some of that timeliness. And I think that's where I was trying to head with when I drafted that. So I think there's just going to be a clear differences of agreement on maybe some commenters.
Yeah, maybe there's two issues, and our documents should not be taking sides on policy things that we can't decide ourselves. But, you know, when it takes 5 years to do something that should take 6 months, then your cost escalation then prices you out of the realm of affordability, which is the number one criteria that's guiding all of our work and all the subcommittees. And then just because you approve something, doesn't mean that it's affordable anymore. You approve it with conditions that makes constructability double or triple in price. Then have you really approved it, or have you just killed it? So I've seen some approvals do just that. So we're looking for some streamlined mechanisms that we can all agree to in front, and then when time allows for construction, then it's ready and it's there and it can be implemented. So I'm in favor of finding this middle road policy guidance.
Sounds good. And then just, for housekeeping, do we want to just do a quick roll call?
Sure, let's do that. I apologize, we just jumped right in, saw everybody and said, hey, good morning. So I'm Doug Mitchell, chair for we've already opened up the meeting, but for the record, for roll call, I'm present.
As is co-chair Venables.
And then Michael Yaffe with Michael Baker, along with Maria Walters, and then Mark Lukin, and then it looks like we have James Mendehall on the line as well. James, could you just announce who you're with?
Sure. This is Jim Mendehall. I'm sitting in for Audrey. I'm with Alaska Energy Authority.
Great.
Yep, and if you heard my dog barking in the background, she's in attendance too. She gets sometimes excited on Zoom calls. Appreciate everybody's time. I think we just need to officially move our comments and things forward. You know, in general, we have a lot of, and we've told by other committees, we have a lot of good priorities. Some of our priorities have overlap with the group that our co-chair is also co-chairing with regulations and legislation. So we're going to let things roll forward. As far as priorities, you know, I think they're all good, but, you know, obviously hydropower, transmission, energy storage, but I think you could easily make an argument for all of them are good ideas that need to at least be on the table. So we'll just go forward to the next meeting with the larger task force and take it from there.
Yeah, agree.
And I think that, you know, that is sufficient, right, to, you know, probably include in your comments when you're at that meeting on the 31st. So at least the rest of the task force hears where your priorities would be. But, I believe, Curtis has, communicated that we're going to go through every one of these actions. And really the question is going to be, is this an action that the task force wants to put forward, totally, right? So, I think you're spot on. I do have one thing I'd like to, if you beg your pardon, Duff, I want to talk to your co-chair. As you mentioned, he's the co-chair of statutes and regulations as well. And since I've got you available, Robert, I wondered if you are comfortable with us posting the actions that Carl has fleshed out as part of the, you know, this next version of the plan, so that, you know, we can get those included.
No, I think that's important to have that. The minimum may not be perfect, and we'll amend them as we go. We have another meeting on Tuesday, but I'm a big fan of transparency, so let's put it out there and generate some input if there's some to be had.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll get that updated in the next version.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, there's nothing for the good. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, does that include the some of the actions that were kicked over from incentives?
Well, I think that's, Mike, I'd offer that we probably want to have that discussion with statutes and regulations, both Robert and Carl,
yeah.
Only because we really don't have, haven't had a chance to, fully flesh that out.
Yeah, so that's, and we apologize for going off the agenda a little bit, but we wanted to post publicly the newest kind of snapshot of all the strategies. We can have that kind of not as part of the statutes and reg, but something that's just on the table for consideration listed in that section.
Since we're on the statutes and regulations, I know that the statutes incentives kind of buried the state property tax exemption, which I know is a very big deal from attracting investment into the state. Just for my situation awareness, and Robert, maybe you're not aware of it, but Michael and Mark, when I talked to Curtis, he said, well, definitely, and I also talked to John Sims, we definitely want to bring that action item forward in some context with the larger task force. And in some of our private discussions, we thought that that would be, and even we mentioned it in incentives and subsidies, that that would be more appropriate underneath statutes and regulations. And so I just don't know where that orphan is right now with the state property tax exemption.
Yeah, I'd have to go. I think it's one of those that Mike and I were just talking about that, you know, is being recommended to statutes and regulations for them to take up, but we just haven't had a chance to actually go through that and, you know, in detail with them to
gotcha.
To get it included.
Well, I know what incentives and subsidies did, and they watered it down and changed it quite a bit. So I'm going to just take the effort, because I'm on the public record, of sending that to Robert and Carl. I know Michael and Mark, you've seen that, but I just want to put it out in the public realm that that's out there, because it's worded differently.
Okay.
And also, Michael and Mark, if you could send me the documents as attachments, it allows me to share those with others that don't have access to the SharePoint file.
So when you say documents as attachments, you mean the actual files that Carl sent over?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, happy to do that.
So, and then before we wrap up, Duff, maybe Jim, I don't know if you have anything, any questions or thoughts from AEA, but be glad to hear from you if you did.
You know, I don't have anything. Audrey got caught up in a meeting at AFN and asked me just to sit in. So thanks, Robert. Duff, appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, James. And I'm hearing good things, maybe rumors of transmission. So I'm hoping my fingers are crossed for AEA's sake, for our state's sake.
I assume you saw the big press release on the Grid Resiliency Award. $206 million from the feds, and then the state has to match it, but it's a big
point. Well, it is a huge announcement. I heard the rumors ahead of it, so now you've confirmed it, so I didn't mention it, but congratulations.
That's
a shot in the arm where we're trying to head for lower and more affordable and grid resilience and, you know, grid security. So, hey, hallelujah.
Well, I know you guys in the Southeast, you're putting in for a renewable energy fund of I think you're asking for $4 million, and that's for adding another turbine down at Taiyi. So that looks like a pretty good project for the Southeast Power Association.
Super project, yeah.
Yeah, we need, James, we need to get you to put in a big grant now that we found the secret Dakota ring for the rest of the Southeast intertie. I'm sure you would be friends with Senator Stedman, because he's saying for every dollar that goes to the rail belt, he wants at least one and a half coming to Southeast.
Well, I think that's understandable. We can be friends with all 60 of them down there.
Exactly, and using federal dollars to make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, James, to you and your team, and Curtis, and everybody who was involved with that. That's really good, excellent news. I think that really shows a good trajectory also for where this task force is trying to move, and it's just one more milestone of getting our state into more affordable energy.
Thank you.
Well, if there's no other further input, Malia, you got anything to add for the good of the order? Meek, you got anything? Hearing none, I guess we can be adjourned, guys. And when is our next meeting, Michael? I mean, I know you kind of have us for October 27th, or there's something out there. I just want to make sure Robert's aware, but do we need one? And I guess we're going to recalibrate with the total group on October 31st. So I'm trying to before we say, hey, that's a locked and loaded for the public record of the next meeting, I just want to make sure that we our scope for that next meeting is identified.
So we are, the 24th is going to be another public testimony meeting. And so if there's any comments from that, I guess that would be kind of talked about internally for the 27th. But we can make a game time decision based on how, you know, that the feedback given on the 24th.
Yeah, but if we don't get any feedback that's related to the subcommittee on the 24th, would we need to have a meeting on the 27th?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so either. That's what I was trying to clarify, Robert, because we don't want to have a meeting for meeting's sake. But that's a good scope. If we have any comments, we'll do game time decision on that.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks.
All right. We'll turn you back for the rest of the time for your day here for our meeting, and we'll see you on the rebound. And good work, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good weekend.